Hey, thank you for holding. Mario.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on,
What's
Mario? How
up?
you doing? My name is Joey from one of our pricing directors. How's your Thursday going so far?
Oh, that's okay. I just pressure washed a fence, and now I'm driving home. I've got to go pick up a gift certificate for my daughter because Christmas is coming. So
Yeah,
that's what
absolutely.
I'm doing.
I don't know how old your daughter is, but I have 3 daughters myself. I have my 2 oldest. They're 15 and 16. So nowadays, I mean, I really just get them gift cards because they're older. So I don't know how old your daughter is, but so hard to like pick out.
38.
Oh, okay, there you go. So it's hard to get them something. So I'm like, here's a gift card. Go buy something that you actually want and call it a day. So.
Right.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, I know you said that you're driving home right now. You got me on like Bluetooth or speaker or
Yeah.
something like that, right? Okay.
I'm just
All right.
holding my phone and I got to hide it if a cop comes.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure you're safe at the end of the day. So I'll make sure I make this quick here for you. I know you were
Yeah.
speaking with, Zion here. He actually does a excellent job of explaining everything. So before I give you the pricing, Mario, I just want to double check. So do you have like any questions or any concerns about our program? Like what we can do to list you on the first page of Google or anything like that besides the pricing?
No, I mean, I'm just interested in how it, if it works or not. You know, a lot of these people, they call you and they sell you on something, but it's not
Yeah.
what it is. I mean, the last thing I want to do is just pay for leads. I don't want a lead. I want a job. And when I go there, I want to know that it makes sense. You know, you go there and you've been number 4 in line after all these other guys went there. You know, I'm not interested in that. You know, I mean, I just want what I want. You know, that's it.
Exactly. Yeah, it sounds like what you're explaining right now, it's like Home Advisors, Angie's, Yelp, Thumbtack, like
Yeah.
that's basically what you get out of those services. And don't get me wrong, it works for some people, but I agree with you. And a lot of other business owners also agree with you. You guys are too busy to be tracking down leads, following up with people, giving them a call. Maybe it's a good lead, maybe it's not. Or the people that you get hired on with to do the lead
Right.
service, they act like they own you, and then they just want to take control over everything. And if the leads aren't good, they blame you. And if the leads are good, they blame themselves. Trust me, we've been doing this for actually we just had our birthday, so 19 years now. So we've been in business for 19
Wow.
years. I tell everybody,
Yeah.
Mario, and I'll always be upfront with you, no matter whether we can or can't do something. Do not choose a company at all that says that they're going to be some type of Google, like anything with Google related, if they're not a legitimate Google partner. Okay. So we have credentials. I can show those credentials to you if you want. No big deal. But we are a legitimate Google channel partner. We've been partnering with Google for the last 19 years. As a matter of fact, we're about like 6 miles away in California, away from one of the Google buildings. So like, only work with somebody that is a specialist in Google and trained. Here's the reason. It's because anybody can do marketing, right? Joe Schmo down the
Yeah.
street, if you have some time, you can do it yourself, right? The difference though is
Right.
how long is it going to take and how much is it going to cost you, okay? If they're not legitimately partnered with Google, you're paying $500, $600, $700, $800 a month just to quote unquote get you listed, and it may take you 6 months to do that. With our company, we do not believe in that. Because we partner with Google, we're able to get you listed on the first page within 30 to 45 days. Now, I'm an advocate of under-promising and over-delivering, so the maximum amount of time is 30 to 45 days. And I do want to tell you what those pricing is because I'm going to give you some holiday specials. And you'll see that it's really not as expensive as some companies may make you believe that it is. Before I do that, though, do you have any other like questions or anything else you wanted to ask me before I went into that part of it?
No.
Okay. All right. If you do, let me know. So once we work with you, Mario, we will not work with your other competitors. That's another thing that other companies do is that they'll hire you and then they'll like try to compete you and like 9 other people in your area. And then you guys are all battling it out and, you know, somebody takes over and the next person's on the first, the next person. We don't do that. We actually can't do that. So once we work with you, we won't work with anybody else, no competitors or anything. Our pricing is very straightforward. It's month to month. There's no contract and you can cancel it at any time. It looks like you're doing a 10-mile radius in Roswell, Georgia. Yeah, you're typically looking at like $399 originally with our company to get you listed on the first page. But honestly, with the holiday special that we have going on, I'm able to bring it down to only $249 a month. So basically what you're getting is $249 a month, month to month, no contract. We will list your company on the first page, it's all in writing, on the first page of Google within 30 to 45 days. And you get to choose up to 15 different keywords, right? So obviously you do kitchens, right? So like kitchen installation or kitchen remodel near me, that would be one keyword. If you do other services, then we just add those other services on there as well. And then what happens is that whenever somebody types that service in, because you'll be on the first page, you're going to capture about 90% of that business. So that allows them, now here's the kicker, they call you. Right? They do research already. They find your company. They want your company to go ahead and do their kitchen remodeling for them. They call you directly. Hey, Mario, I saw you online. I was just wondering if you guys can help me out with my kitchen, right? Boom. You guys start talking. And it's yours to lose at that point, right? You can either say, yeah, sure, I'll do the job for you, or no, sorry, not doing it. Might have to choose somebody else, right? It's up to you. You can just focus on your work, and then we kind of handle the calls that you're getting, and you start getting those higher quality calls because you're only getting calls from people that are legitimately searching specifically for what you do, right? You're not going to get a call for somebody wanting to cut their lawn, you know what I mean? Because you would have to search that, right? In order for that to come up,
right.
You're only going to get people that are calling you directly from like the jobs that you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
So what's basically included is we'll do your Google. We also will help you with your Facebook. We'll help you with if you have like, I saw that you had like a Yelp account. We can actually take over the Yelp account and actually manage it for you. We also manage your Bing and then also Apple, any Apple searches as well. We do all the initial creation, like content creation for you, so we make sure everything is online. You already have a website. If you're happy with that website, we can actually use that website, add it to your Google business profile. And while we're marketing your business on Google, we're also going to be marketing your website too. So it also helps with your website ranking and also helps you close jobs because if you have a website and people can see that, which I've been looking at, it looks good. Did you build this yourself? Or did you have somebody build it for you?
Are you looking at MarioBuilt.com?
I am, yes. Yep.
My brother-in-law did it.
Did he? Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at your work, man. You do, like, this is the type of stuff that you got to get in front of people, right? When you start showing a bunch of people the type of work you do, I mean, it's almost a no-brainer at that point. Where somebody, I'm looking at one of these decks, I mean, dang. Like, this is some good stuff. So, if you're happy with this website, yeah, we can also use that as well. Put that directly on there. And then we'll also manage your Facebook account too. So we'll do actual advertisements directly on your Facebook business page. And what we'll do is that anytime somebody's scrolling on their Facebook, they're going to start seeing your advertisements as well, right? So you've been around for 20 years, but on the internet, you know, on these specific keywords, we got to make sure that your business is being found, right? Because just because you've been around for 20 years doesn't mean that Google knows you've been around for 20 years and they're not going to treat you as such. So basically all we do is that we put you right in the forefront. We're able to do that within the 30 to 45 days, and then we start to showcase people that you have been around for that long, the type of work that you do. And there you go. You're off to a race as you start to receive those calls that are coming in. And then, again, they're just yours to lose at that point then, right?
Okay, so let me do the math. It's going to be $750 spent before the Google listing is actually going to happen. Now, the $250 or whatever a month is the start, and is there other charges involved, like this, that, and the other, or is
so,
it just the $250?
Yes. So when I just want to clarify before I answer. So when you say it's going to be $750 before you start, what exactly do you mean by that?
What's 3 times $249 or whatever $250?
That's what you're doing. Okay, got it. So. It, it, the maximum amount of time is 30 days, 30 to 45 days, right? So here's what you're getting for $249. So once you sign up today, this is basically what we're doing for you. Number one is we'll get you set up with our team. They're going to go over all your keywords for you. They're going to make sure they got your website. I see it here already, so I'll give that to them. But then what we're also going to do is within your first week, we're going to get you hooked up with like a reporting dashboard, and we're already going to submit you the first week to all those directory submissions, right? So we're already going to list you on Google. We're already going to list you on Bing, Yelp, Yahoo, Amazon, the whole nine, right? On day 7 to day 14, we're already running Google, Facebook advertisements for you, right? So the Facebook advertisements that we're running is also going to bring you business as well. That's within the first week or two. And then on day 30 to 45 is when your listing is going to be completely uploaded. All your marketing is going to go through. So it's really only that second month is when everything's at 100%. So you are going to receive calls from the first 30 days. You're just not going to receive as much by month until month 2 and then 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? And then it kind of snowballs from that point. So that's the time frame that you're looking at. That's it.
Okay. So if I multiply 12 times 250, we're at 22,400 plus 600.
You're looking at $3,000
a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep,
that's what
exactly.
I wanted to do.
Yep, yeah, that's exactly, yep, that's exactly what you're getting, right? So here's an example of how that 249 is basically just swallow up by profits every single month, right? So when we, just keep this in mind, we're able to list you on 15 different keywords, right? So I know obviously you do remodeling. Like what type of remodeling do you do? Obviously kitchen, but.
I mean, it all depends. Like, I can flip houses for people. I can do, you know, offices. I do bookshelves. I do basements. I do sunrooms. I do – I'm kind of a creative kind of guy.
Okay.
So when somebody talks to me, they kind of say, I'm kind of, like, thinking about – and I'm saying, okay, go ahead and get some magazines, pull some pictures out. Next time we meet, you can tell me exactly what you want. Then I'll draw them a 3D drawing, illustration of what they want. And
wow.
They'll look at it and they'll go, yeah, that's exactly what I want. And I go, okay, sign this illustration and here's the contract and let's get going.
Wow.
So that's how I do it.
Okay, well, that's actually fantastic, right? So I want you to keep that in mind, and what we can do is that we can market you for those custom jobs. I'm just going to use this one as an example because this is probably the best example that I can give. If I were to type in kitchen remodeling near me, right, which is in Roswell, Georgia, right, and we're looking at like a 10 to 15 mile radius, you know, we have companies like, you know, Kitchen Tune Up, Atlanta, Bath and Kitchen, Galleria, Handy Dad's Home Remodeling, Plus Cabinet. Are you kind of familiar with these companies?
No, but not really. I don't deal with any of them, but I mean,
okay.
As far as Atlanta Kitchen and Bath, I know it exists, but I don't really, can't picture it in my mind.
Okay, that's okay. I'm basically just reading off who's on the first page right
yeah.
now when somebody types in kitchen remodeling near me. Your business is not even on here, okay? So let's look at 249, right? Let's say you pay 249 and we get your listing on the first page for kitchen remodeling in Georgia. Just in the last 30 days, there was 1,632 searches that was done for kitchen remodeling specifically in the last 30 days in your area, which means that if we list you on the first page, we're not saying you're going to get all 1,600, right? That would be kind of ludicrous. But what we are saying is that let's just say you even got a handful just in the kitchen remodeling that turned into paying jobs. Do you feel like that would be worth it financially for that month to make up the cost of the marketing?
Yeah, it could.
Right. Okay. So let's say it could.
Kitchen job usually takes 6 weeks. Two months, based on whatever happens. like, a lot of times the customers change their mind, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just drag things out, or, oh, they didn't know. They'll order tile. They'll say, you know, they'll say, I want to order the tile. I say, okay. I said, you want me to go with you? No, it's okay. I'll go. Then they order the tile. Well, the tile that they ordered was exactly the very tile that is not in the store that's going to take 3 weeks to deliver. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they do it all the time. And,
I gotcha.
You know, and I can't really run three jobs at the same time, you know,
right.
it drives them and me nuts.
Right.
You know, just, you know, when they pay me, and I make them pay me. I make them pay me right up front.
Okay.
And
that's smart.
I go to another job and they pay me, that just makes them totally nuts.
Mm.
You know, it's like, so, I mean, but that way I'm not begging for money later. You know, the
right
thing in this business is that people are shysters and they don't pay in the end. And then you walk away begging or, you know, not getting paid.
Right.
And, you know, it's a shame that people are that way, but there's plenty of them out there.
Absolutely.
So that's
going on. Sure. And that 20 years of experience is definitely showing through. I mean, I talk to business owners literally as my job every single day, you know, and that is a very common thing that happens, right? Where people don't pay. And I think what you're doing is extremely smart. And obviously what I'm getting at is this is just a very clear example as to the benefit of it. Now there's 14 other jobs that we can market you for, right? We can market you for smaller jobs, right? Light fixture replacements, you know, small room hardwood floor installation, yada yada, right? These just little things that we can.
Okay, here's what I could do. I've got a great hardwood flooring installation company, Hardwood. They're friends of mine. I know them. They're going to do a good job. What I can do is I can take a job like that and I can go and make $500-$600 on top of it by just feeding them the job.
Okay.
I've got an electrician that is really good. I've used him forever and he really is good. So, you know, I could do the same thing with that guy. I've got different people that I could sub out, you know, stuff that they would be interested in getting those jobs. And, I would not worry about whether they were not going to do a proper job. You know, I mean, I can trust
them. So right.
I've
exactly.
Got all these people that I know that would be glad to, you know, get some jobs too. So,
you know, and we do have clients of ours currently that's under us right now that are actually doing that primarily. So what they do is that they use us to capture a bunch of leads for them and get them listed on the first page. And then when people call them, they basically just tell them, hey, we're actually booked out for a couple of months. However, I'm going to give you a great recommendation. Here's this guy's number and phone, blah, 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 blah. They send a third. They text their guy and says, hey, I gave you a lead. Let me know how it goes. And boom, they just transfer that over and they get paid for the leads that they get. So like the benefit about this one here, Mario, for you especially, is obviously our job is to make sure you're getting the business. What you do with that business is 100% up to you. You just tell us basically what you want us to market you for, and we'll go ahead and do that for you. And then if you want to sub out those contracts, for sure, that's definitely possible. What we do is that we basically give you analytics for everything, right? Everything is yours. So like when it comes to the Google Business Profile, it's your profile, right? So like, it's nobody else is gonna, like, we're not gonna take it. We're not gonna leave you high and dry. Like, even if you left us, we don't delete anything. We don't cancel anything. Everything is still yours, right? So you're still gonna be the owner of the Google Business Profile, okay? So like, some companies, to be honest with you, if they don't have anything, they hire us for like 2 or 3 months. they basically kind of quote unquote like use us, which it is what it is, but we'll do everything for them. We'll build their Google business profile. We'll help them get reviews. We'll help them get business. We get them on the first page of Google, the whole nine yards. And they're like, okay, thanks guys. We'll take over from here. And we're like, okay, if they leave us, it's theirs, right? You can take over from there if you wanted to. Now, most people, 90% of the time, they just keep us because they're like, hey, if the money's coming in, then, you know, I might as well just keep doing what we're doing. But, you know, I'm just giving you an example that with our company, we are not that type. We don't like lock you out. We don't like block you from anything. It's 100% yours. So, I mean, what do you say, Mario? You feel like this is at least something you want to, because there's no contract and you can cancel when you want, something that you feel like you should give it a shot for that $249?
You know, and let me just ask you one more time. It's $249 a month and that's all, or is $249 plus?
No, thank you for clarifying. So I forgot to tell you, we just hit our 19th birthday, so we're 19 years old. Normally there's a $99 setup fee for us to do all this for you, but we're waiving that today. So today there is no wait, there's no setup fees or anything. It's just $249. That will stay the same for the rest of your life. 5 years from now, the economy plummets and, you know, everything skyrockets. You will only pay $249. That is it.
All right. I basically like the idea.
Okay.
When do I have to start? This year, right?
Well, to take advantage of the discount and to close the listing, yeah, you definitely want to do it today, because it's basically about availability.
Okay.
So yeah, so, but it takes a couple of minutes for me to go through that. I know you said that you're driving right now. I could walk you through a bunch of this stuff and make sure that we at least have the Google profile and everything like that listed correctly, the whole nine. And then, we could schedule some time to meet with the team, maybe like tomorrow or something like that, and have them give you a call, but we can at least close the listing today for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. You want to give us a shot?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over a couple of things here. I just obviously want to make sure everything is 100% correct. So we obviously have your name as Mario, right? Is that your just full name? Is it anything else or?
That's my nickname.
Okay. So I thought, all right, what's your actual full name?
Marina. Marinus.
Marinus?
Yeah, like mariner or marine.
How'd you get that name?
European. My
European.
Dad's Dutch. And, you know, ocean, boats, marine.
Yeah, yeah.
Marine.
Yeah.
And what it means is captain of the sea.
No way. I always love asking people because it's rare that I come up with a name that I've just never, ever heard before. This is one of them. I've never heard this name before. And it's awesome. Okay. So captain of the sea. And you said your father was Dutch?
Yep.
Nice. Okay, cool. And then your last name, Mario. I'll keep calling you Mario. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Because the reason people call me Mario is because they can't say Marinus or they can't remember. They can't. No matter who they are, it's just like they meet you the next time and they go, I say, you know, just say Mario.
That.
Okay, my last.
That's fine. Yep.
Ringelberg. That is RINGELBERG. Ringelberg. And that
Ringelberg.
Is a German that means a ring on the mountain, which was the Teutonic Knights when they were riding around their horses with, we had a castle called the Ringelberg. And, Berg is the mountain. Yeah, so that's what my name is.
Wow, that is awesome. So my last name is Almeida. When I send you emails, you'll see all my first and last name. First name is Joey, but Almeida is actually, it's Portuguese. My father was born and raised in Portugal, and I found out a couple of years ago that our last name, we owned a castle like a long, long, like 1700s or 1800s, we have our own shield and insignia. I'm like, man, I really like dove into the history. I'm like, whoa, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. I've got a shield. It, you know what my shield looks like?
Huh?
The Olympic ring.
Ah, like, get out of here. That's awesome.
That's what my coat of arms, you know, shield is.
Nice. Man, that's awesome. Now that we're talking about it, after I'm done with work, I'm definitely going to dive into my last name again, because I got to do some more research, because I saw that a while ago, and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. All right, so what's a good email address for you, Mario?
Mario Remodels, and that is remodels is E-L-F, not L-E-S, @gmail.com. A lot of people spell it L-E-S, and then they say it doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because it's spelled wrong.
So I have the luxury of talking to a lot of people that do a lot of remodeling, and I always misspell it. And I now have misspelled it so many times that it's ingrained that it's M-O-D-E-L-S rather than M-O-D-L-E-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
funny you said that, because that's a big problem for me. Well, it used to be. Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
All right. And your business address, is that out of 10142 Wooten Road, Roswell, Georgia, 30076?
Correct.
All right. Good phone number for you is 678-777-7758.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And for the people that are going to be on this account for you, for our company, do you want, is it just you, or do you have like a, do you have like a, like an assistant or anything like that?
No, I mean, right now it's just, I mean, my wife, but you know, she, I'm just saying, no, it's just pretty much me.
Just you. Okay. Gotcha. All right. No problem. And let's see here. Just grab this real quick. All right. And sorry, I just got to copy some things over here for you, and then we should be good. Okay, so what keywords do you want us to list your business as?
You mean like kitchen remodeling?
Yeah, so these you know, like when people type in these words, we're going to make sure you're popping up on the first page. So what words, like what do you want to be found for?
Okay, like the kitchen design, kitchen renovation.
Okay.
Then, you know, a lot of people are just looking for granite countertops. I mean,
okay.
I do hardwood flooring, electrical, you know, plumbing. I include all of those, like painting, lead tile. I don't know. You know, those kind of kitchen things. Bathrooms, vanities. I custom build. I don't buy stuff at Home Depot and put it in. I build it myself. I make this stuff. All the stuff that you see on my pictures is all custom. And
So
that's what that is.
Okay, so I got custom. All right. All right, perfect. Any other ones that you can think of? If you don't think of them, that's okay. We can add them in later, but.
Yeah, later is fine.
Okay. All right, that's fine. All right. And are you currently licensed and insured?
Okay, no. I am insured with liability insurance, but I am not licensed to the state of Georgia.
Okay.
I don't need to be. And the reason I'm not is because, you know how my attitude about the customer?
Yep.
You want a permit? I'll pull the permit for you, or you can pull the permit, but you're going to pay for it and your name's going to be on it. So if you want to pull a permit, I'm cool with that. But, you know, I tell them what, it's their option. You know, I don't care. And
right. You
know what? The building department couldn't care less either. You know why? Because all they care about is money.
Yeah.
They just want money. And they couldn't care less.
Yeah,
so,
it's just unacceptable.
But,
yeah, that's okay.
A lot of people get freaked out about, you know, contractor's license and all that. I've never had one. And I'm just up front with the people. I say, if you want one, you know, a permit, we can get it. But you know what? Your name's going to be on it. So that's fine. I'm dealing with somebody right now. I'm doing a $35,000 sunroom and a $12,000 painting job. And he's part of the HOA. And I just told him, I said, you know, if you want to do this, this is the way you're going to do it. And if you don't, then fine. He still wants to do it. So.
Oh, really? Crazy. He's like, yeah, man, might as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So part of what I liked about your whole presentation was you are like me. You say it the way it is, and it is what it is, and no gimmick.
None.
And you know what? I am that person. When I walk up to somebody and I'm talking to them, I tell them the truth, and I'm telling them exactly, and I make sure that we understand each other. In other words, I stop talking and I start listening if they got what I said. Because if they don't get what I say, then we're not on the same page. And I'll guarantee you, if we're not on the same page, they're not going to want to pay later on.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I've been doing this I've been with the company for 5 years. I've been doing this industry for 10. And, you know, I do find that being straightforward, honest, straight up, like just 2 calls ago, I actually had somebody that wanted us to pay us a lot more money than what we're offering you now. And what he wanted us to do was he had really bad reviews on Google, and he was like, I want you guys to, you know, he was basically insinuating to come up with fake reviews to bury all of his bad reviews, and he'd pay us for it, right? Now, he didn't tell me that, but he was insinuating. And I told him straight up, I said, look, we've been around for 19 years. 0% chance we're going to jeopardize our relationship with Google just because you want these things. I'll say, we'll get you legitimate reviews, and that'll come from naturally you going to do a good job. As you do a good job, you know, we can kind of reach out and then say, hey, leave a 5-star review. You know, the legitimate way, right? Nope, you didn't want to do it. I said, hey, we're just not the best company for you. And I let him go. That's it. You know, I'm not going to make a sale just because somebody wants. I'm just very straightforward with you, you know? So,
Why are we lying and cheating? You know, I mean, these guys, these plumbers, they come in and the customer wanted some other company to come in and do some plumbing because of past experience. Okay, fine. So it was $450. So when the guy gets to the front door, he turns around and he goes, thank you for everything. He said, that'll be $450. But I'll tell you what, if we get a good review, 5-star review, I'll only charge you $350.
Oh, that's illegal. Yeah.
And that's what they do. That's how they get their 5-star review.
Yeah, they do it all the time. They can't get caught doing that, because if they do, there could be some pretty bad. You know, they Google blacklists people right off of Google. So, like, you can't even list your company on Google anymore.
Yeah.
You just lost yourself. I mean, there's probably other marketing you could do, but, I mean, Google is the number one. I mean, there's 7 billion searches every hour. There's a lot of traffic that goes into it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay,
so, Mario, when it comes to the billing, it's right at the end of the year, so this does come up as a tax write-off for Google. It comes up as Google Marketing. So if you have, like, a business card, we just recommend you use that. But if you have any debit or credit card, obviously that works too, just trying to keep your books all in line. But the card you're going to use, is it the same address that we have written down, the 10142 Witten Road?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And is it going to be a Master, Visa, or Discover?
Discover.
All right, Discover. Perfect. And whenever you're ready, take your time. I'll just go with the card number, expiration, and then the 3 digits on the back.
All right. Like I said, I'm driving, so.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. If you're driving right now, I don't want you to. Are you able to? I don't know if you're on a highway. I'm gonna leave this one up to you. What do you want to do?
I'm getting close to where I need to go. So.
Okay, I could go through a couple more things here for you if you're close to where you're at.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, while you're driving, you get to select one security question here, okay? There's three of them. I'll explain to you what that's for. It's only for our company, okay? You can choose either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one?
My mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Perfect. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Her first and last name?
Just first name is fine.
Nellie. N-E-L-L-I-E.
N-E-L-L-I-E. Okay, perfect. All right, so we're the only two people that know that. I'll explain to you what that's for. It's just for the security of your account here with Local Splash. And what I could do now is I could read you off the voice verification before. You don't have to look at anything right now, or you don't have to, you know, you just got to listen and then just respond like we've been doing. It's just basically just outlining everything that we went through before we charge you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. And it's just to add a form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ringelberg Construction.
LLC.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Marinus Ringelberg, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yeah.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, to get the results as fast as possible, we want to make sure you're obviously actively involved in your campaign. So I'm going to give you our phone number from Local Splash. It's an 877 number. I want you to save that in your phone as Local Splash so that when we call you, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's always just to confirm something on your account or just push the needle forward so we can start getting as much business to you as quickly as possible. Okay. Now, in
that's
hiring local. It is not, no. So the number that I'm going to give you is 877-635-6225. I'll text it to you, so you don't have to worry about your driving.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I'll send it all to you. It's no problem. But, yeah, that number that I send you, that's the one you're going to want to save. And because when we call you, we just want to make sure that you're, you know, you don't have to answer if you're working, but just give us a call back
right.
And we'll walk through it. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Great question. So all that means is we are going to be handling your marketing for Google, help you with your website, and then also for Facebook advertisements too. All we ask is that if you want to add a second person, like a different company, to also do your marketing, we just ask that you let us know, because if we're both doing Google, we can run into problems with each other. So, you know what I mean? That's all we're asking. It's just let us know if you are with somebody else so we can just make sure we can make those changes.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. Well, if you do, that's it. Just at least just let us know. We're okay with that. So the initial payment will be today. That'd be 12/21 of 23 and only 249. That's it. It'd be 249 for the rest of your life. The second payment will be on the 21st of every single month. It's very easy. It's the 21st of every month. It's going to be only 249. That's it. Like I mentioned to you plenty of times earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support. That same number I'm going to send you, the exact same number you call to cancel. I'm also going to give you my personal information. I'll give you my extension. I'll give you my email. I'm not going anywhere. You can shoot me an email if you have a conversation, if you want to call me, even if it's just about your marketing for your business, right? Hey, Joe, I have some questions about my marketing. What do you think I should do here, here, here? Like, I can even, you know, I could talk to you about it. It's no problem. Now, you'll have a team that does everything for you. But, yeah, I'm not going anywhere, so I'm happy to do that. We just got to make sure that you're calling us within 3 days of your billing cycle so that we can cancel it or we can even pause it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And last thing is, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then are you prepared for the card or I don't want to rush you? Oh, you are. Okay.
Are you?
I'm ready
no,
right
I
now.
I found the plate.
Okay. Perfect.
6011. 0047. 0170. 1829. Mm-hmm. Expiration?
Mm-hmm.
9/26.
Mm-hmm.
The little code?
Yep.
794.
Okay. All right. Yep, let me go ahead and update that. All right, that is
okay.
Updated. Now, what do you want for the business name? Is it Ringelberg Construction? Is that the legitimate business name?
Yeah. I'm registered to the state of Georgia under Ringelberg Construction LLC.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to update that here for you just to make sure we got it right. And that's been updated. Okay, last thing here for you is when it comes to, let's go back here. Okay, so you're going to have an interview with our team. It takes like 30 to 45 minutes. It's just a phone call. We could do this tomorrow. Time tomorrow would you be available for a phone call? What they're doing is that they're going to do all the heavy lifting. They're going to do all the keywords for you. They're going to explain to you what they're going to do to get you listed on the first page. They're going to get you connected with the Facebook business page and do all that stuff. So they'll do all the actual real stuff. So what time tomorrow would be best for you? We got anywhere between, let's see what we're looking like tomorrow. We got noon to 6 p.m. available.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it could be 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 1 o'clock actually works for us too. So let me go ahead and put you in there. So you're going to get an email as well. You're also going to get a text message, and you're going to get one email that's basically explained everything we did. You're going to get a text message that's going to go over the terms and conditions. You can sign that once you read through it, or you can sign it when you meet the team tomorrow, whichever works for you.
Okay.
But then I'll send you a text message. Let me go back here to the billing. Do you want to double check the card came back saying that it was invalid card number. So I definitely messed up one of the numbers. So I don't want to say it out loud. If you want to repeat it back to me.
All right.
I'm ready when you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take your time.
Okay. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
6011.
Mm-hmm.
0047.
Mm-hmm.
0170.
Mm-hmm.
1829.
Yeah, that was definitely me. I put a 2 instead of a 0. So, okay, let me update that real quick. Sorry about that. All right, so anyway, so what I was saying is that you're going to receive a text message that's going to show you the terms and conditions. You're going to receive an email with our confirmation for the time for tomorrow. Like I said, it's a phone call. It only takes 30 to 45 minutes depending on your phone call. So, you know, you could kind of be chilling and relaxing. There's nothing that you have to prep for either. They'll walk you through everything. So it's like a white glove service for you. So there's no problems there. But we did close the listing here for you. So you're all set. If you wanted to think about other jobs that you want to do as well, that's really the only thing that you might want to think of. I wrote them all down for you, so they have everything for you, so that's actually no problem. But if you think of anything extra or anything like that, so yeah. Besides that, I mean, you're all set. Did you have any other questions or concerns for me?
Nope. I'm sure I might have some later, but you know, like I said, I like the fact that it's straightforward. And I'm just exactly that way. And, you know, no screwing around, just straight up. And that's the way I like to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you get more respect that way, right? Like, you know, being straightforward. If somebody likes it, great. If they don't, that's okay. You know, move on.
Right.
Life goes on. Maybe it's not every, exactly. Everybody feels like everyone should fit for everyone. It's like, that's not true.
Right.
I mean, I even choose my friends that way. It's like, I am who I am, right? If you don't like who I am, that's okay.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to have any bad feelings.
Yeah.
We just don't have to be friends, right? Like, that played it simple. So even in life, it's like that. So, okay. Are you safe? Did you get home or did you just pull over?
No. I'm standing in front of Heavenly Foot Massage and I have to get a a little something for my daughter so that her husband.
Oh, that's right, the gift card. Right now,
I've got to get the gift card so that he feels like he's giving her something. So,
oh, wow.
It's on my side of town, so before I go home, I got to go do that. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay, well, hey, that's awesome. Are you getting a foot massage gift card, or are you just in front of that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, look, I'll give you my address. If you want to put another one in there, just go ahead and ship me over a gift card. I want my feet rubbed. No, I'm joking.
I'm totally
joking with you. All right, Mario. It was a pleasure. I'll let you get to do what you got to do for the family. I'll send you another text message that has my information on it. You know, call or email me whenever you need. I'll be here for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, Mario. Take care.
Yep, take care.